Lord, bless the... We're continuing our Bible study on Sunday morning, and we're ready for Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10. The Lord willing, we'll see how far we get this morning. I know that this may be a little bit different than what you have experienced in the past, having Bible study on Sunday morning, but I'm really not a preacher, and I do think that the Lord has blessed me to teach the Word, but I thank the Lord for that, because it's sure not of me. Mm-hmm. And so I heard Sister Bodie say one time that a pastor has to be a teacher, has to be the preacher, has to be an evangelist. Well, the only thing I can say, I'm none of those things, but you know, as we study the Bible, those things all come out, don't they? Mm-hmm. Yes. And the Lord will give each one of us a portion that He would have us to have. And in this portion that we are going to read this morning, Paul defends his apostleship and his gospel. He is taking a stand against legality. And so he has to defend his apostleship and his gospel, his message. So beginning with chapter 1, verse 10. For do I persuade men or God? The question. Or do I speak to please men? Question. For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Yes, praise the Lord. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul was given a distinct and unique message for the church age. And just like Moses was for Israel, so Paul was the special, and is, I should say, the special messenger to the church. His call and his commission was by direct revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and it was not of man. And I think we all know that have studied the Word, the account of Paul's conversion that's recorded in Acts chapter 9. Let's continue now with verse 13. For ye have heard of my conversation. He's referring to his manner of life in time past in the Jewish religion. How that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. His zeal for the Jewish religion, it was great. And he became a leader in persecuting the believers of Jesus. We read in Acts 8:3, it says, he made havoc of the church. It says, entering into every house, hailing men and women and committing them to prison. He had built for himself quite a reputation among the Jews in his religion. We read in Acts, the 7th chapter, at the stoning of Stephen. You know, the Jews were stoning Stephen. And we read there that they laid down their clothes at Saul's feet. Now, that was Paul's name before he met the Lord. That clearly pointed him out as the ringleader, that they laid their clothes at his feet. Then in the 8th chapter, verse 1, it says, he was consenting to Stephen's death. He was the ringleader in it. And we know that he even traveled from Jerusalem, chasing the believers who had fled for their lives unto other cities. But on his way, something happened, didn't it? The Lord arrested him and knocked him to the ground, we might say. Yes. Let's continue, verse 15. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him, preach Jesus among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and then returned again to Damascus. Yes, he spent some time in Arabia. We might say out on the desert. What grace that God should appear to such a man as Saul. But when he met the Lord on the road to Damascus, he arose a new man. Yeah. And he had a new message. Yeah. Saul's name means asked for. In other words, popular. The Lord changed his name to Paul, and it means little. And the word separated, it says the Lord separated him. It means marked out for a purpose in the Greek. That's what that word means, marked out for a purpose. And then the word called, it says he called me. That has the meaning in the Greek, that word called, to bring about a purpose. You just think about it, that God chose this unlikely, self-righteous Pharisee by his grace to work for him. Well, God knew what he was doing. And Paul was just as zealous preaching the grace way of salvation as he had been zealous for the law. The Pharisees are very zealous for the law. And he had been a Pharisee of a Pharisees. And God changed him from a persecutor to a preacher. A preacher of Jesus. The kingdom apostles, the 12 that were chosen by our Lord, they no longer have center stage. God had a new message. For a heavenly people, the church, not only of the Jews, but also of the Gentiles. So Paul did not immediately after his salvation go up to Jerusalem to confer with those 12 apostles that were before him. He went instead into Arabia. And you know, there he conferred with the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 18. Then after 3 years, so we know he spent 3 years there conferring with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Yes, he's given his credentials, you might say again. I lie not. You know, the Lord did not reveal this church age to the 12 apostles. It was a hidden mystery in God. We read scripture before. Before the foundation of the world, it was a mystery hid in him. Those 12 apostles had to learn this great mystery from Paul, because he received it from the Lord. That revelation of that mystery that had been hid. Verse 21, afterwards, I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed. And they glorified God in me. So they heard of him and they glorified God, that God had done this. This letter to the Galatians, I will repeat it again, as I said last time. It corrects the folly of trying to perfect ourselves by the law, because this book of Galatians was written to believers. How many today are trying to perfect themselves by the law? And they will even tell you, if you don't keep the law, you lose your salvation. That's not what Jesus says. He says, I will in no wise cast them out. Well, we're without strength to keep the law. Even as believers, you and I are without strength to keep the law, except the new man that lives within. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. But we still are not under law. It never was given to the Gentiles. It was given to Israel. And it was for to teach them. They were strong in themselves. And they said, whatever you say, we will do. Well, the Lord gave them his holy law. And they failed. As strong as they were, they failed. They could not do it. Neither can we. Praise the Lord. But the Lord, he gave his son. He brought Christ on the scene for mankind. You know, God gave man the chance, didn't he? Giving them his holy law. He gave them the chance, but they failed. But after Christ came and died on the cross, all of man's doings ended. Let's go on to chapter 2. Verse 1, then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation. It's when the Lord told him to go. And communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. So he waited 14 years after being in Arabia before going up to Jerusalem to confer with the kingdom apostles. Some may question that. Well, why? Well, he had a distinct gospel. It was different from all previous revelations. And it's interesting that he took Titus with him. Titus was a Greek. He was uncircumcised. And he was allowed to sit in on this meeting. And during this church age, there is no distinction between Jew and Gentile. That's what the scripture tells us. Praise the Lord. For Jesus gave him life for all mankind. Does it not it say, whosoever will believe? Yes, whosoever will. But the testimony of the Jewish nation, I'm speaking of as a nation, not individually, but as a nation, it was ended. And it seems that God used Paul to close that door. And we read of that in Acts 28. Let's turn there. We'll be coming back here, but let's turn to Acts 28. I don't want to read a lot of verses here, but Paul's a prisoner in Rome, and he asked or appealed. It says in the scripture, he appealed to Caesar to have permission to speak to the Jews, and he got that permission. And in verse 23 of chapter 28, and when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets. Yes, he's speaking to the Jews. So out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, he preached Jesus to them. And how long? From morning till evening. The same, and some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. And after that, Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost of Isaiah, that's the Greek for Isaiah, the prophet unto our father, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are full of hearing, and their eyes are dull of hearing. I don't think I read that right. And their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Verse 28, be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Well, just what did he preach? Concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Says he preached concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to Romans, the 3rd chapter. Romans 3. We'll begin with verse 22. 3:22. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all, and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. Yeah, no difference between Jew or Gentile. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom, Jesus Christ, God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be justified and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? Question. It is excluded. By what law? Question. Of works? Question. Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Now let's turn to the 10th chapter of Romans. Romans 10. I'm going to read beginning with verse 12. 10:12. For there is no difference between Jew and Greek, or Gentiles, that's what it means. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, it was only nationally. Israel as a nation was the Jew set aside for this age. The church began with all Jews. You study the book of Acts and you'll find out it began with the Jews. And Paul's a Jew, and he's the chief spokesman to this age. We all know by the word of God, though, that even though as a nation, Israel has been set aside for this age, that salvation will come to them. A remnant of that nation shall be born as a nation in a day. We read that in the Old Testament. I'm not going to read all those scriptures. And that's the coming age, the kingdom age, after this church age. Well, God is sovereign, and he does as he chooses, not as we choose, but as he chooses. And do you know, he did choose the nation of Israel. We read that in the Old Testament, how he chose them as a special people to be a witness for him in the earth. He chose them as a nation. But as a nation, as a whole, as a nation, because it was the leaders, they rejected God's Son. When God sent his Son unto them in fulfillment of the promises that he made to them. Do we not read in John 1:11, Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. That was as a nation, they did not receive him. But then God brought to pass another purpose. As I said, that hidden purpose, and that was this grace age, this church age. And praise God, in this church age, God is saving people. He's still saving them today as we witness for him by the preaching of the cross, and he is gathering out of every nation by the power of the Holy Ghost to a heavenly company. Yes, we're not looking forward to staying on this earth. No, we belong in heaven. We're a heavenly people. I'm going to read from Acts 13:38 and 39. It says, Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, speaking of Jesus. By him, all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Is that not pretty plain? Yeah, that's pretty plain. And also we read in Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now this word freely in the Greek, it means without a cause. In other words, God justifies the individual that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ without finding any reason except his faith in the work of Christ. No works. No works. Well, we believe this marvelous message, do we not?
Yes.
It's from God. A revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ that was given unto Paul of the grace of God. And then we are free from all guilt. We believe, we receive this message. We're free from all guilt of sin, and we're free from the law, which the law was never given unto the Gentiles anyway. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We receive this. I think I'm going to stop right there. And let's sing a song.